Hello everyone. Today we're going to speak about choices. Choices that we make. Choices that other people make. That we have no control of. Everyone finds life difficult. And believe it or not, those that you think that don't because they're rich, they suffer also. You might say, not my way, financially. But they suffer more, regardless of financially. We always think that money is the solution. But in reality, money is the evil. How can that be when we need money to pay our bills, pay our credit, pay for our children's education, hospital bills, mortgage? Well, imagine if we lived in a world where money wasn't necessary. Then we would probably worry about growing food, nutrition, our children's health. We find other things to worry about, but perhaps not as much as worrying about money. You know something, no matter if you're rich or poor, when we came down to this earth and we were born, in our hands, there was nothing but only our hands. There was no diamonds, and there was no money. We came completely naked to a world that was going to give us, we thought. But it wasn't about the world. It was about our parents. As we enter this world, a lot of us ended good homes, not so good homes, ended it with trauma. But regardless of what place we enter into, it was part of our journey. Some of you can say, the hell with that. But as messed up as it is, that is our purpose. It's sad. Because we don't deserve that kind of life. But that's what we got. bad, good, or indifference. I always believe, and I continue to believe, that we all have the strength to conquer what we need to conquer. Someone needs help. Someone needs support. And some will do it on their own. You see, we do have choices. We all have choices. I always say, and I continue to say, life is not fair to some of us. I know, because I've lived it. And we can end up going either way, in either direction, because it's possible. But at the end, there's a choice that we need to make. Do we continue? Do we stop? Do we think about it? Or do we choose neither? Everybody wants the same thing. And you know what that is? It's money. Whether you work from 9 to 5, whether you work overtime, whether you're out there selling drugs, stealing, everything becomes about money. And another thing that we have in common is that we all need different things. We want different things. But do we all need it? We think we do. Or do we think we do? These are the choices that comes in. The thought of wanting a bigger TV. The thought of wanting a better car, better furniture. Is that what life has begun for us? Or wanting the best for our children? Buying $150 sneakers, $100 of pants, one pair of pants. Because some of us don't know how to show love, but they show it by buying. The affection. At the end, everything becomes about money. I remember as a kid growing up, I would go to Puerto Rico. And my grandparents just had what they needed. And what they needed wasn't so much, it was simple. And I liked it. They were very clean. So it made their house shine even more. And every time I came back to New York, I felt depressed, unhappy. And I didn't understand it at that time. But as I got older, I realized that I liked it because it was simple. And I felt free. And when I'm here in New York, I feel suffocated. And having the things that I do have. So one of the things I decided to do was put my mattress and my children's mattress on the floor. And I like that feeling, believe it or not. Because I don't want to live as the world does. Or spend money that is not necessary to spend. I also remember going to a house where the room was empty and it had a small bureau. And I would look and I would wonder, but where do they sleep? And the father built a closet. And they opened the closet. And there was just a thin mattress that they put on the floor. And that's how they slept. Simple. And I liked that feeling. They had what they needed. It wasn't about the people or money. It was about them. What made them feel happy. And the money that they did save, they traveled. And sometimes I would look and wonder, wow, that's living. Don't have to worry about credit cards, but just paying the bills that you need to pay. That's why I say that we make our own choice in how we want to live. But money corrupts our mind, our way of thinking. And please don't get me wrong. I know we need money to pay our bills. I get that. And that you have to work. I get that. And that you have to save for your child's education. I get that. But let me ask you something. Isn't that enough? Why struggle to have things that are not necessary to have? What's wrong with living simple? Furniture. Nee? I want to have pillows all over my living room. Why should I spend thousands of dollars on a sofa to sit, to relax, for comfort? Because I came from a day of work and I earned it? Well, I can use those pillows and do the same thing with them. There's so many things that we can do to save money. Because you need it. And you never know when the emergency is going to come. A lot of you will say, well, I work very hard, so I deserve this and I deserve that. And I get that. And no one's saying you don't deserve it. But find other ways to deserve it. Choices. Choices that we make lead us to good things or to bad things. Choices that we want to teach others. Choices that we think that it is up to us to force that choice on someone else. And it isn't. Everybody has to make their choice, whether we like it or not, whether it hurts us. As parents, we worry about our children's choices. But as parents and as their teacher, we're here to teach them. In this world, children grow up very fast and learn things very fast. And this is why we have to teach them ahead of time. It's sad, but it is the truth. I have 7 children. And I always allowed my children to be children until they enter school. Because that's when the real world begins for them. And that's when they make their choices to be a follower or a leader. And that's when we come in as parents and as teachers to let them know that some of those choices are not correct. Sometimes we try to control those choices, but we can't. As much as we want, we can't. And it's scary. But it's also scary for adults. Because when you try to help a loved one, a family member, they won't agree. And perhaps their choices might be better than yours. I know with my children, I've learned about choices also with them. Because there's always something to learn. Always. And the things that we learn about, it's what makes us make those choices. It's not good to control someone else's life as much as you want to, but you can't. The only life you can control is yours. The only choices that you can make are yours. You can't control someone else's life to make that choice for them. If you have a family member that's an alcoholic, and your choice is to put them to rehab to get help. And that's what you want to do. And then you realize that the person you love doesn't want that choice. And as much as it hurts you, you have to let it go. No different if you have a person who you love and is an addict. Your choice is to take them to rehab to get help. But if that person chooses not to, that as much as it hurts you, you gotta let it go. Sometimes we hope and pray that they're fine. Their answer is their solution. And sometimes many of them will die. For that will be their answer and their solution. We can go and help everyone, which I know we could. We wish we could. I wish I could. But I know realistic. That's not true. Because everybody has choices. And everyone takes that choice where they want to take it. Just like we make choices. And no matter if we think we're right, we make wrong choices also. You see, we also have to look within ourselves and start realizing, who am I really? And what am I? I want to correct this person and that person. And I give good advice, and people come and they listen. But what advice and what choices am I giving myself? We're so good to look out there and see what's wrong. But we're not so good in looking within ourselves to see what's wrong. See, we choose to be hard. We choose to have ego and pride. And then we wonder why things are not exactly working for me. Because you haven't taken the time to look at your choices, to find out why you made those choices, and when did those choices started? When? What did I go through in life that I chose this way in my life? That I chose this path? How did I become like this? And I can turn around and say, well, my mother was an alcoholic. And I was full of anger and rage. And this is why I made this choice. Or I can say I was molested. And I became hard. Because I was never going to allow someone to molest me again. Or I was abused. Became hard, and I'm not going to allow anyone to abuse me. So we grow up with this strong anger inside of us. And there are people that would say, well, I've been taken advantage of from people, and I'm not going to allow it again. And these are the choices I made. And I'm going to be tough. And I don't care. Because I'm not going to allow anyone ever to hurt me again. But you want to know something? They might not hurt you in the way you were hurt before. But I guarantee you, you are going to get hurt in other ways. So instead of being tough, heal yourself. Know yourself. Be aware of yourself. So as you get older and you feel pain and hurt, you learn how to deal with it so much better. Oh man, as much as we run away from hurt and pain and anger. Society doesn't allow you because it's going to get you one way or the other. And you're going to feel it, I guarantee you. So the choices that we need to make is conquer our own pain and anguish and face it. Don't allow them to make you tough and cruel. Allow them to make you strong, to withstand whatever comes your way and embrace it and find a solution. But that is your choice to make. You have to decide that. It's like losing someone you love. And that hurts. It hurts because you won't see that person again on this earth. So you're going to miss that person. And that's why it hurts. But if you had an understanding that death is not the end, but it's the beginning. And all they're doing is traveling to another universe. Because it's time for them to grow and to learn other things. And perhaps they'll come back through your children, through you. But we can't see any of those things. Because we choose to stay in pain and anguish and hurt. And I get that we cry because it hurts. I know that. But once that leaves and you see what's behind all this, then your suffering won't be as much. Society has a way of making us suffer by allowing children to get guns, children killing children, by allowing these rapists to come out and rape children, by allowing trafficking, drugs, by teaching that if you're married and things are not working out, commit adultery. Society teaches you how to lie, to be slick, to take advantage, to hurt. And you make that choice to follow it. because they feel and they teach you that your solutions is out there in that world, when in reality your solutions are inside of you, for you have all the answers. But we choose to believe in that society. And when we become desperate, we grab to anything that society throws on to us. And we realize later on that it was a big mistake. Because I believed in that society. And I never chose to believe in me. Me of all people. Because I carry all the answers inside of me. When I came to this earth, I came naked. But my brain carried so much wisdom and so much knowledge that I forgot that. I forgot that I came with so much inside of me. I chose to let it go. I forgot that the gifts that were given to me when I came down to this earth, that I chose to forget. I came with compassion. I came with love. I came with understanding, forgiveness. I came being kind, caring, humble. I came to hear. I came to share. And I came to wonders around the world. And I chose none of them. Because society made me feel that I didn't have nothing to give, but only what they told me I had. But I am a genius, because I came with that. And society made me feel worthless, as they made my parents feel worthless. I just didn't come here to get an education. I came to give and to learn more. But I chose not to. I chose not to because where I was born and the things that I have seen, felt, I was shown that society was a better way. And it wasn't. Whether rich or poor, I chose that. I chose not to think that I was worth it, that I was special, that I carry my own gifts, because I allow society to strip me apart and made me nothing. So I turned to drugs. I turned to drinking. I turned to running away. I turned to hiding. To the point where I didn't exist. And I made those choices. But I do exist. I do matter. More than I could ever imagine. I didn't come here to waste my time. I came here to gain my time. I came here to see the sadness, the joy, the happiness, the pain and the hurt. This is what I'm here But I'm not going to allow that to defeat me. That is not my choice. My choice is to overcome it and stand near to it and say, I welcome you. I would embrace the pain, the hurt, the negative that comes into my life. I embrace it. And you know why? Because for everything that enters in me, I have a solution for it. Because I am powerful. I'm great. Because those things were given to me before I enter this earth. And I am someone. And that is my choice. And my choice to make. And I will not allow you to destroy what I've worked so hard within me. Because as I pick myself on the floor, I would tell you this. It would be a challenge. And you're going to do everything in your way to destroy me. Because you know my weaknesses. And you're going to throw it to me. But I have made a choice. That I'm going to fight every bit of the way to continue picking myself up from that floor. And I know it won't be easy. But I made the choice to become stronger than what I was yesterday. And I know I can do it. And not only do I know I can do it, I have convinced myself that I am going to do it. And you know why? Because I do matter. Even if society says I don't. Even if the world says I don't. I do matter. I'm making that choice. Am I afraid? But I'm going to fight and I'm going to stand up and I'm going to make it this time because this time I know more than I ever did before. And because I know that I didn't come here just to feel anger, hatred, sadness, pain and hurt. I came here to feel other things. Compassion, love, caring, humble, and peace. And I know out of all this tragic that I've gone through and the tragics that I will see in this earth, that I will hold on to the good things in my life and the good things that I will see within people. And I will build that stronger and build the pain and the anguish and the negative smaller. I will not run away from anything this time, for I will face everything face to face. And as much as it will hurt, and as much as it will try to take me down, I'm going to continue to fight within me because I'm worth it and because I matter and because I have a purpose, small or big, I have a purpose. And I mean something to myself. and I honor myself. And I respect myself enough to give that to me. And if I were to die tomorrow, then I know that my purpose was done. I'm not afraid of death, for that is just another journey. What I'm afraid of, that I won't allow myself to succeed in my journey and in my choices. I've taken all the wisdom and the knowledge and the things that every day I learn to make myself better. And no matter what you throw on me, I'm going to fight back. Because I've learned how to love myself. I've learned how to respect myself. I've learned how to honor myself. I've learned who I am and what I am. I've learned that as a human being, that I hold compassion, that I hold understanding, that I hold forgiveness, that I hold the power within me to make what I chose to make within myself. For that is my choice and my choice to make. For I know that life is not easy. And it will continue not to be easy. And I know that I will cross a lot of bridges. And I also know that I might fail in some of those bridges. And I accept it. But I will get up again and cross it as many times as I need to. Because I'm going to succeed, not for society, but for me. Because that is my journey. That is my purpose. It's not about just education. It's not about making money. It's more than that. It's about my freedom, my choices. And I end up crossing that bridge sooner or later, I guarantee you. I want to fly as high as I can. I want to feel the clouds pass over me. I want to open my eyes and look at the stars as they shine. I want to be able to smile at the beauty that I see in front of me. Because that beauty is me. It's what I have inside of me. And when I feel it and I see it, I say, oh, it's so amazing. And I don't want this feeling to ever go away. So I'm going to make sure that I feel it as much as I possibly can. So when that hurt and pain and that negative enters, I need to remember of that beautiful feeling I feel with inside of me. Because it's about me. It's all about me. And if I can give that to myself, imagine what I can give to others. And that will bring me more light. And that's because I've worked towards it and I've earned it. I'm part of something. And that thing that I'm part of, whatever it may be, I know is greater than me. But I welcome it also. Because I welcome to learn from it. To gain from it. To go further into that light. I don't want to waste my time hurting and being angry and being sad all the time, being miserable, being nasty and cruel. I don't want that life. I want peace. And I want to have more peace than the negative. But I also have to realize that everything I need is inside of me, has been, and will continue to be. As much as I search out there, no one will know me as well as I know myself. And you know why? Because I have worked on myself. I have looked in that mirror. And I've made it my business to get to know who that person is in that mirror. I have made that person in that mirror my best friend. That person in that mirror would never betray me, would never hurt me, would tell me exactly what I need to know, and would put me in my place for that person in that mirror will always remind me who and what I am. It won't fail me and it won't betray me. Because it will smack my face all the time when I'm thinking I'm trying to be slick, or I'm trying to get away with something. That mirror reminds me every single day my purpose, my journey, my choices that I will make. It will remind me every single day that I am special, that I'm important, that I'm a genius, that I matter, and that I love myself and respect myself. That's why I look in the mirror, to remind me of these things. And also to acknowledge where I've been before all this and where I came from before all this. I'm not saying that in the beginning is easy. But as you find yourself conquering, it becomes easier and easier. one of the things that is hard to do. It's so hard to look at yourself and realize there's things that you don't like, or there's things that you hate, or there's things that you're disappointed, or there's things that you're so angry about. But once you get through that, you get to see the real person who was meant to be in the beginning. Because that is your gift to you. That is the choice you're making for yourself. And that choice is the choice that matters. Remember, it is your choice. And it was always up to you to decide, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? And how far you want to go? It's not about pride and ego. It's not about I'm better than the next person. It's not about any of those things. It's about you being better within yourself. This is not a competition with someone else. This is a competition with yourself. And the reward that you get will be you. Align yourself to find you, your true self. That is the biggest reward that anyone can ever imagine. Don't allow society to get you down. Other people that you surround yourself with, don't do that. If you can fight for everything, then fight for the most important person in your life. And that's you first. And when you conquer that, then you can go and fight for anyone you choose to fight for. Because you can stand on your own and say, this is who I really am. And this is who I was supposed to be. From the beginning. And no one is going to ever understand that unless they go through that journey. I leave you with peace and comfort and love. And may your journey take you to the choices you make. And may those choices be for you and only for you. And may those choices find you happiness, peace, and love. And may those choices comfort you in the time of need. And may those choices finally give you you.